الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to the end of the Islamic year. Today is the 28th of Zulhijjah, which means that tomorrow, 27, that tomorrow is Monday, Yawm al-Ithnain, and on Tuesday, Yawm al-Thulatha. We'll have to search for the moon. Either then Wednesday, Yawm al-Arbi'a, or Yawm al-Khamis will be the first of the Islamic month. We're in 1447, and we'll be going into a new Islamic year, 1448. We should be, that should be in our minds. We are at the end of the year, and it should ring a bell in our minds. Unfortunately, when it is December, then everyone is very conscious. But Islamically, we have to become more Islamically orientated. And this should have a bigger impact. Even our annual birthdays, more we take it with the English, we are accustomed with that, the Gregorian year. On what day is our birthday? But how many of us, we won't even know our Islamic birth date. And that we should pay more attention to. And this distinction, or this identity, it's an identity crisis that we are not aware of our Islamic identity. That should have been much more with us. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala bring that. And with this changing of the year, this occasion, we make us more conscious of that. That in everything that we have more Islamic identity. What year I was born, the Islamic year. Perhaps we can easily say that when I was born, then I was a baby, what I knew. If my parents didn't record the Islamic day. But when we got married, then we were fully conscious. Who of us really know our Islamic date of marriage? All that more, that identity, we should identify ourselves. And this is so important that in the Islamic khilafat, in the Islamic government, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu put great emphasis, and our Hijri calendar, which is called the Hijri calendar. And Hijri is from Hijrat, from the Hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we should have our own calendar also. We should not be dependent on the calendar. But today, by and large, we just depend on the Gregorian, which we call the English, the Christian calendar. And that is from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We should be more conscious of our calendar, which is not from the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but from the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the reason for this also was that we become more conscious of our, to make hijrat. And the reality of a muhajir, to make hijrat at times becomes faraz also. When a person can't practice upon his deen, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. The land of Allah is very spacious. See where you can go and make, the object is to be able to make freely the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we should see and bring within us this hijrah and the reality of hijrah, al-muhajir. Man hajara ma naha Allahu anhu. A real muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from all that which Allah has made haram upon us. So we should be very, very conscious of that, to make a hijrat all the time of all the haram things. So at this time, where the new year is going to be, each one of us, we think of what my haram things are in my life. And there are so many. And one is not conscious of that, and one feels I'm all right. The person who feels I'm all right is in a very dangerous position. But a person whom, and it also comes fortunate, is that person on whom Allah opens his gunas to him. But it shouldn't be to that extent that it leads him to despondency. Always, as Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, when you become very, very despondent, then look at the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when you become unmindful and you become reckless, then look at the azab of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that your needle can be always in the middle. Al-Imanu bayna al-Rajai wal-Khawf. Iman lies between the hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the fear of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So both must be there all the time. Or when a person is young, more khawf of Allah should be ghalib, because that time his passion, his desires are more stronger. And in old age, then his mind should be more on the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So anyway, both of them must go together. So let us think that with this new year coming now, there's 2-3 days left, that what things am I going, all the haram things I must take out. MashaAllah, there are brothers who ask that this particular weakness, there are many weaknesses we all have got, but a particular weakness which is frustrating us, that I've got this weakness, I'm suffering from this problem, that I must take it out now, make tawbah sincerely, and Allah Ta'ala is mujibud da'wat. Allah Ta'ala accepts du'as readily when we sincerely make, and that is what we have to try and build that condition. The ash'ar that were read now, mashallah, and explained also, and last night's ash'ar also, to have a direct connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that Allah is our preference number one. That not preference, but we have no other way besides Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. For whatever it is, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. That reality must come into us. That we don't have hope that these people will help us. This person will help us. My position, etc. It is only Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala brings that halat and condition on a person that when whom Allah Ta'ala loves and desires, that he turns away and he loses hope in everyone else besides Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is that being which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained to us, that إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. This ayat is so to say like repeated twice, but it isn't just a repetition. There is a great lesson in there, that with every difficulty, there is a way out. In other words, this is defining it, that for every difficulty, there isn't one way out, but 1,000 ways out. Allah Ta'ala has made it, but we have to turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And we should not turn to anyone else. Allah give us that tawfiq, that we turn solely and only to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So with the end of this Islamic year, let us become conscious. On the other hand, with the end of the English year, which we call, people are very, very conscious that the end of the year. Unfortunately, how many Muslims also, we light firecrackers and we all other things, 12 o'clock at night, driving around and hooting. What is that? What sense does it make in any case? But unfortunately, we are also part and parcel, and we try and stay awake till midnight to herald in the new year. We have got nothing to do with those things whatsoever, and we should be very conscious. And just to remind ourselves, for myself first of all, for all of us, the four-point plan, which the enemies have got in place in order to take us away completely from our deen, from Allah Ta'ala. The first and foremost is to involve us in entertainment, sports, etc. And as at present, from what we hear from our friends, the World Cup is on, and how people are so involved in the World Cup, supporting which team, etc., or whatever else, we should like have not even know about it. Just that, unfortunately, people speak about it. So we know that it is happening. So we should have absolutely nothing. And today, this is a thing which they have brought from just kicking a ball around for some exercise, but then it became a religion. And today sports is not a religion, it's a god. People die for their teams. And playing, perhaps you get some exercise, but just supporting a team and just going and just following all the scores, etc., and who the players are. We might not know so many essentials of our deen, but we know of so many of the players of a team, etc. And who? All non-Muslims in most cases. So we should be very, very wary about this. And our attention should not go towards these things at all, wherever the games have been played or whatever. And very sadly, some people, learned people, they prove it, they justify it with ayat of the Quran Sharif. Lahwan wa la'ib, just play and tomfoolery and just wasting of time. When using the Quran Sharif to justify it, that is the levels that we go to. So Allah Ta'ala save us. While on that, so whatever any other types of amusement and entertainment, and which is haram, which is alien, which is not of Islam, which is from the other people, and we have been ordered, especially now with this month of Muharram, that even in ibadat we should differ from them. So in the matters of dunya, how much mustn't we differ from them? So we should choose our way in all the things. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Siyahatu ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah. The touring around and holidaying of my ummat is jihad in the path of Allah. Which in a form of, we have the jamaat, we go out in jamaat, etc. And in that way, we bring alive the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is a very important aspect. That we bring, stay away from the snares and the traps that they have put. That is, this all entertainment and sports. Today it is so many other things, like this paddle tennis, for example, which has gripped the society. And people are so involved in it. And it has, middle of the night, past midnight, people are still involved in it. For other necessary things, for ibadat, who will get up for tahajjud 2 o'clock in the morning? Very few people. For other ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But for all this, we find people are ready. Everyone, all age groups are ready for this. And it isn't only the paddle tennis, but how many other things which are involved with it also. And then with it, and unfortunately, they have planned it such that it is always close to a masjid to distract the people. And then all the other sports also. People are proud to say that they will travel to this country just to go and watch the World Cup or whatever else, whatever is taking place. It's a sad state of affairs, so we should be very careful. Together with that, the second point is to take out the woman from the homes. A woman, basically, as according to the Quran Sharif, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, they should be glued to their houses. But if they do come out, then Sharia has permitted in the dressing, etc., all the requirements, etc. But today that freely, and the learned people encouraging them to come out of their homes and to go to other places, and places of vice and places of evil, where all the laws of Allah tabaraka ta'ala are being flouted in openly. That is we should also try and all these, the opposite of what they want us to do, are really the solutions of the problems we are facing now. Right? If we stay away from all the entertainment and sport, if our woman, and reports that we have heard that non-Muslim people, where in their areas also, there's unrest, they told the woman, you stay at home. And the non-Muslim people, and you do what is you have to do at home. And from there, they prepared food for the men folk who were on vigilante, who were doing patrols, etc. So the women have got their duties. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went to their house and made it clear outside duties will belong to the man, the Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha, and the house duties will be to the wife, to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So all this we should try and keep this in mind and work in this direction. And then the woman. The third is the haram they want to get us involved in. That is also an area we should be very much concerned. Today, everyone has got a banking account. And banks, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, when people used to ask him of Islamic finance, Islamic banking, he said, don't even touch that topic. Because all banking is based on interest. And interest from the bottom, Islam has completely declared it as haram. So we should try and stay away from all haram. And when we have to, today they've made the situation such that everyone has to deal with banks. We had one friend of ours that grant them Jannat, but he ran his business solely on a cash basis. But he couldn't, how people won't accept payment all in by the hundreds of thousands of rand and cash payment, they wouldn't accept the cash today. Today you have to make a EFT, it has to be through the bank. So there also, the muftis, Allah reward them, that they show us a way how we can protect ourselves and how we should be careful of the interest which accumulates, etc., and how to avoid that, and how to dispose of that interest also. All that has been taught to us also. So, and Allah yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala keeps a person responsible to the extent of his, what he can manage. But it isn't for us to judge, to make the judgment. Speak to a reliable, good mufti. And this is my situation. What must I do? So then they will guide us in all these matters. So anyway, we should be very careful. And the other is what we are eating also. That also we should be careful. Today they have worked it, the method, they made it such that we are totally dependent on their systems. And they are running, or they are making things halal for us. And the non-Muslims are making things halal for us. And they have the monopoly of all the facilities, and they do everything. So we should see how much we can devote ourselves to deen, and how much we can bring and safeguard ourselves. So this is a very important thing. And the fourth point why we are on the subject is that they have chosen those learned people that will be doing their work for them. And in the process, they will make them fight with the people who want to preserve the original Islam. And when they are fighting, the masses will say, when our leaders are fighting, then what must we do? Then we just follow our own, what we think is right. And that is where a person gets misled. Because you cannot follow what you think is right. We all have to follow what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. So Allah Ta'ala bring that reality into us, inshallah. And then as far as the hijrat is concerned, the calendar, Islamic calendar, was based on this hijrat. And al-muhajir man hajara manaha Allahu an. Is he who makes the hijrat from what Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And the other is that we have to see that effort that we have to make on our souls. We have to make effort on our nafs. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said on one occasion, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That we have returned from the small jihad, that is fighting the enemy, which is a big jihad for us. That is a very, but then fighting of the nafs, that is a thing that we have to become conscious also. Our nafs is there all the time. And our nafs leads us to all haram things. And the desires of the nafs, like for example, Habil and Qabil, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Habil explained, Adam alayhi salam, the father, explained to the son Qabil that follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But when nafs has not been trained, what we were learning, hearing in the ash'ar, etc., and all what Hazrat's teachings are, may Allah Ta'ala make that we imbibe that, bring that into our lives, that to have the control of the nafs. And in that, the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, our great, great example, what perfection they had trained. And the best people on the surface of the earth, from Adam alayhi salam, after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were the group of the Sahaba. And the head of them, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what great qualities they had. So we should have that concern. And this is really the answer of the solution of the problems which we are facing. The unrest in the country, or whether it is in the whole Muslim world, the Middle East, whether it is all the fighting which is carrying on today. One alim explained that to speak about the true beliefs of Islam, the honor and the greatness of the Sahaba in front of many people, business people, big, so to say, dunya slain, big people, has become a problem, because their support of Iran has become so strong. Their support of the Shias, and in the way it has been set, Shaitan sets a stage in that way, that they are the savers, and they are the real warriors, and they are the real supporters of Islam. But their aqidah and their beliefs, which are completely wrong. So we have to be very, very careful with regard to these matters. To which side are we aligning ourselves? Which side are we? And Iman and Islam, those are the most important. And amongst the basic things of our Iman and Islam is the honor and respect of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala. And when this is being ridiculed, and this is being made the target today. Today the whole object of the Shia religion is the target they've made of the great Sahaba. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the great Sahaba. In fact, almost all the Sahaba, they have no regard for them whatsoever. So these are the time that we become strong on our deen, and we remain firm on our deen. So all these are very, very important aspects. And as somebody, an alim in fact, had written to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that in view of the present situation, that was perhaps 100 years ago or so, and always the ummah has faced situation, and forever Allah Ta'ala has given the solution. So they asked, what is the solution of the present day problems? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and these were men of Allah, and their insight and their foresight, what they had, where we are nowhere near that. We are slaves of our nafs, and we follow our nafs. So these people, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, immediately, first sentence he wrote, I'm very surprised that you are asking this question. And then I'm even more surprised that as an alim you are asking this question. Because the answer has been given very clearly and vividly. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That whatever, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when they saw the condition, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ. This is what Allah and His Rasul had promised us, that these difficult conditions will come. And they remained firm. Allah give us also tawfiq, that we also remain firm on deen. And the real life, as Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, our dunya's life is a short life. So short that it's not even a moment. Not a moment also compared to the life of the akhirah. Allah make it, give me the tawfiq first. Otherwise we just prefer and we give preference to this dunya's life. And the real life, everlasting life, is the life of the akhirah. So Allah give us tawfiq to keep that in mind. And there are, mashallah, today also, even those who are not ulama, from the what we will say ordinary, but they are great people in the eyes of Allah, who hold firm onto deen. They are outwardly they are in dunya, But the iman is very, very strong. Allah bless us all. The main thing is, whether you are an alim or not an alim, whether you are a hafiz or not a hafiz, whoever you are, but that iman in trust in Allah Ta'ala and making akhirat our goal. And in that, Allah Ta'ala solves all our problems. When we do that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our object. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our desires, we subject them and subdue them to the teachings and to the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that has to come into us. So in all matters, and that is the solution for us. Those are the main asbab which Allah has made. Further than that, whatever other preparation we have to make, is all in its place. It was done fully in the battle of Khandaq, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mashura with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When there was an alliance of the kuffar, all the kuffar, they had got together to annihilate Islam, to annihilate the Muslims of Medina Sharif for once and for all. At that time, the mashura was made and a trench was dug, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself partook also. And he also was part of the whole contingent of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to be digging the trench. And in that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala then gave them their victory. So asbab, that also we use. But and in the battle of Badr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into the battlefield and he wore double armor. So he used the asbab also. And and the night was for turning to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And so much he cried to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, it is recorded that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu couldn't take it anymore. And he threw his arms around Nabi alayhi salatu and how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was turning to Allah ta'ala. I have to ask myself first, all of us we have to ask, with this condition, how much have we shed a tear in the eye when presenting our case to Allah Ta'ala? Does our heart throb a little bit when these conditions, or is it that our nafs has overtaken us and we have become indifferent and we don't recognize this gravity of this situation? Serious part is we are involved in so much of this frivolous, this dunya's things, as now they've made it such that this World Cup is taking place at the same time. And how many of our youth, their potential, which should be used for deen, is all being used for this year. And on all these useless pursuits of this world, which are not going to give any benefit to anyone in any way. So they're putting it all, they put into this field. So we at this time, we have to turn our attention and turn our resources all towards our deen. And the starting point first is we ourselves. And then it is somebody else. First to think of ourselves. How many times a person thinks of the situation and how to resolve the matters, and in that we think of other people, but it all starts with oneself completely. One himself must be corrected first. That is the important thing. So how much are we turning to Allah tabaraka ta'ala? In that, consider our namazes, our five times namaz. That how much are we regular with our five times namaz? And in when one of the great buzurgs passed away, he made a wasiyat that who must make his janaza namaz. And it came out to be the king of the time, who had those qualities what he had put. That, for example, the four sunnats of Asr, who never missed the four sunnats of Asr. And today, how many times our takbir-e-ula, our jamaat namaz, we become negligent about. So all those things, our namaz, the concentration in our namaz, so easily, just because of these problems or any other problems that we have, our mind doesn't go towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And we have that dominating us in our namaz also. From the takbir of Allahu Akbar, and it is takbir-e tahreema, which makes all the other things haram upon us. And we think only of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ And perfect your namaz for, solely for my remembrance. But we don't think of perfection of namaz. We're just carrying on with the namaz that we are making, and whatever my level of namaz is, and whatever level I learned from my parents or from my childhood, that is still the same level. How much have we improved on that namaz of ours? And then that is the outward postures. And ulama have written, Hazrat Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, that the relationship between concentration in namaz is with the outward postures being correct. How much our postures are correct, so much we will have concentration. And before namaz is wudu. And with wudu, today with the taps that we use, the water is just flowing all the time. And many times, dunya stalks are taking place. Or anything with disregard. Disregard for the ihtiram, the respect of the adhan. Adhan carries on, and it's like nothing has happened to us. It has made the kuffar get build up an enmity for the adhan. And the Muslims an apathy. That is just like nothing has happened. There is nothing happening when adhan takes place. Whereas adhan is a summons to the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And how a person should turn immediately towards Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and work on, these are the solutions for our problems. If this all comes right, Allah Ta'ala. And in the process, one very important thing is also, Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, which today we are also very, very far from. And we are afraid to do it, to command the right, and to forbid the wrong. Yeah, again, our perfect example is that of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How they had discarded connection with the close and dear ones also, when they broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But today, our family ties, our friendship, that is more, we can't tell anyone. For example, if there is a walima da'wat, or Quran Sharif Khatam, and they are having a da'wat, and a person sees there a short in the electrical system, which will cause a fire, and he doesn't speak about it, and then a fire breaks out, and people get burnt, and people die also, and then that person says, I saw it, I knew about it, then why didn't you speak? That the happiness of the people will be upset, and I'll spoil their fun. They say, how? That doesn't matter. So if we see with our eyes that this is leading all this haram of intermingling of man and woman, of videoing, haram. إِنَّ شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ أو كَمَا قَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The taking of photos, and it is so common, but we just bypass it. We won't say a word about it. We'll allow it. And on the occasion of great ibadat, like for example, the qurbani. Qurbani is taking and somebody is videoing it. But we don't see it, that it is a destruction. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq to realize these things and to bring them. The other, what we can do is very, very beneficial to keep rozas also. And by rozas also, Allah's rahmat comes down. By making the masjid abad, and having ibadat carrying on in the masjid, and to see to the proper Islamic education of our children, Allah Ta'ala becomes very happy where children are learning Quran Sharif, and they are especially the hifz of Quran, and the basics of deen that a person is learning. And we should try and also support those people. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, Maulana Musa Sahab, in the December period, when it's the school holidays, etc., he gets students who are free at that time, give them a crush course here. There are those people who come, the local people, where it is only that one young boy who is the only Muslim in his family. Now, for him to survive, and for him just to say, I'm a Muslim, is a very, very, very great thing. in that environment where there are no Muslims, anti-Muslim sentiments all, and therefore a person to say, I'm a Muslim, or sometimes the family is a Muslim, but there's the only family in the whole community that is Muslim, and all of them are totally anti-Islam. They don't want to see kurtas, they don't want to see burqas, and those people, that they still call themselves Muslims. So we, when we are, Allah Ta'ala has been kind to us, we are living in a Muslim environment. In fact, at home, Appa was saying that some people she noticed that when speaking to them and tell them when we are eat, we must eat with our hands, and preferably three fingers, otherwise with our hands. But those people, they were sort of laughing because they are so used to the spoon and knife and fork that for them it was like out of this world, you must eat with your hand. And very sad, those are those people who are in such environment. But in our situation, where our learned people, they also eating rice, for example, with the spoon, and they use that, and that is making that the norm. So at such times, it is more our duty to try and be proper on Islam and be very particular about Islamic identity as far as we can to maintain our Islamic identity in all circumstances, all matters, that we bring about an Islamic ethos, an Islamic spirit, and we bring the true deen. So these are the things really that will bring the rahmat of Allah, and it will Allah Ta'ala, and we cannot do, nothing can happen without the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. As in the Ash'ar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained that the only source, our only source, my only Sahara, my only support is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has given us His complete deen, and He gave it through Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And that is the deen that we have to try and adhere to. And that is the main asbab that we have to choose. And then inshallah, whatever else, what is necessary to be done, we do all that also. And we involve ourselves in order to establish deen. Deen is a complete way of life. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when deen was established, everything of deen was in the hands of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There wasn't a separate. This was much later when Julius Caesar, in the Christian world, he separated the church from the church from the state, and made them two separate things. And unfortunately, we also have followed in that way, that it is two different entities, but it is one only. And it is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allah give us also tawfiq. Today we have our system, and we have to try and bring the proper Islamic system. We have to work, all of us, most of all, I am guilty of this, and we have to try and correct ourselves and move in the right direction. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand. And a dua which inshallah we'll ask Maulana Musa to make, that Allah protect us in every way inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us protection. Allah Ta'ala give us guidance. And Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of deen. And give us Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. وفي الآخرة حسنة and for آخرت وقنا عذاب النار. More is, if you divide the dua in three parts, two parts are for آخرت and of deen, one part is of dunya. But we have made all three parts of dunya, and we just want our dunya. As explained, that today my house is important, my car is important, my holidays are important, my sports is important, my health is important, my all dunya's things we have given preference to. But deen, we haven't given it that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah.